The messenger arrived on the eve of Ashura, seeking Bashir ibn Amr. Bashir came forward and asked him what he wanted, and the messenger informed him that his son had been taken captive on the outskirts of Ray. Now, Bashir was faced with two vital choices that would change the path of his life completely. Leave the Imam to go and free his son, or leave his son in chains and stay with the Imam on the most fateful night. But Bashir was a dutiful individual, and he knew that it was his religious and social obligation to stay at the side of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So he told the messenger, "Although it is difficult for me to be free and for my son to be in captivity, I shall take my reward from Allah." However, when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam heard Bashir say these words, he told him, "May Allah have mercy on you. You're freed from your oath of allegiance, so go and try to get your son freed." However, when Bashir heard these words from his Imam, the honor boiled from within him, and he told his Imam endearingly, "May wild beasts devour me alive if I ever leave your side." From these words of Bashir, Imam Husayn alayhi salam understood that whatever he said would not convince Bashir to leave his side. So he gave Bashir 5 pieces of clothing, each worth 1,000 dinars, which was very expensive at that time. And he told him, "Take these and give them to your son, so he can get his brother freed with them." Can you imagine being so loyal and so understanding of your duty to your Imam, that even when your son is in prison, he's wallowing in the dungeons of the oppressors, you're still not willing to leave the Imam's side? Finally, dawn broke on the fateful day of Ashura, and the two armies, one significantly larger than the other, organized their ranks. One by one, the companions of love rushed out to the battlefield after seeking permission from their Imam, enduring the harshest of battles, and eventually laying down their lives for the sake of Islam, until only 2 remain. Bashir was witnessing each and every one of these companions going out to the battlefield one by one, being torn apart by the swords of the enemy. And he wasn't even bound by his allegiance anymore. As you can remember, the Imam had taken the allegiance away the night before, so he could have left whenever he wanted. But Bashir stood firm by the Imam. According to our narrations, Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami was one of the last companions to go out to the battlefield before the Ahlul Bayt themselves, alayhim as-salam. And he recited an epic poem as he went out to wage war. "Today, O soul, I shall meet the All-Merciful, and today with complete honor, you shall be rewarded. Do not be distressed, for everything perishes, and steadfastness shall earn you the greatest recompense from the judge of the day of reckoning." Bashir fought with valor and courage, defending his religion and his Imam with the only thing he had left in this world, his life, until he was struck down by the swords of the worst individuals of mankind. Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami fell to the ground, ultimately sipping from the chalice of martyrdom so he could remain a shining light of guidance for the rest of us who are to come. Bashir is praised both in Ziyarat al-Rajabiyya and Ziyarat al-Nahya al-Muqaddisa, in which our holy Imam, Imam al-Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, mentions him in the following manner. "As-salamu ala Bishr ibn Umar al-Hadrami, شكر الله لك قولك للحسين عليه السلام وقد أذن لك في الانصراف أكلتني الصباع حيا إن فارقتك وأسأل عنك الركبان واخذلك مع قلة الأعوان لا يكون هذا أبدا." Peace be upon Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami. May Allah reward you for your words to al-Husayn عليه السلام when he allowed you to depart. "May beasts devour me alive if I ever leave your side, and then inquire about your fate from travelers. And should I abandon you while you have so few companions? Never will this happen." In this manner, Bashir was trying to show us that our duty to our Imam, our duty to our religion, our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than any other worldly attachment that we have, even our families. And so now we know who Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world in the grand status of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.